Bibles with me this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Chapter 7. Paul, in his second letter to the church of Corinthians, is excited because his student Titus had came back with some good news. When he had written his first letter to the church of Corinthians, he had to bring a lot of correction. Amen. And so he had some Holy Ghost boldness. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 11, he says, "O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, and our heart is enlarged." And when I was looking at that, my mouth is open to you, GFMers, and my heart is enlarged. And what I mean, my mouth is open to you, I have Holy Ghost boldness to speak the truth of God's word. And when the word of God comes forth, it's not pointed at anyone. God's wrote this word. He has purpose in the word. So sometimes if you feel uncomfortable with something's bothering you in the word, you need to take that up with the Father, because evidently he's trying to reveal something to you. Amen. We're not here to judge anyone. You know, Jesus said, "I didn't even come in the world to judge the world. I came to love the world. One day the Father will judge." So God wants you to know, no matter what, where you are in your walk with the Lord, no matter what you've done in your past, that God loves you and love is abounding towards you. That God has a plan, amen, and he is not going to change his mind. I just love the Lord and I love his word. So as Paul is writing this letter, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 1. He says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. Receive us, we have wronged no man, we have corrupted no man, we have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforteth us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle had made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Today I want to focus your attention on verse number 4. And he said, "Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I'm exceeding joyful in all our tribulation." The title of this morning's message is simply Words of Affirmation. We're going to look at the boldness, the glory, and the comfort. Okay? Can we lift the word together today and make a declaration in the house today? Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in this house today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me, Father God. Speak through this vessel. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to everyone in the room. When everything is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. First, he says, great is my boldness of speech towards you. So first, go with me to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse number 31, the word of God declares, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. I'm talking about Holy Ghost boldness. In other words, we live in such a time where people were afraid to speak the truth. That men and women want to speak what everyone wants to hear to make everyone feel good. And what the Apostle Paul was saying, he said, no, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and I speak the word of God with boldness. In other words, it's not my word, but it's his word. Amen? So we're not to sway from the word of God. We speak it by the unction of the Holy Spirit. As a pastor of Greatest Freedom Ministries, I want you to understand something. I'm a spirit-filled, tongue-speaking man of God. Amen. I'm not out here stuttering in tongues to you, but when I get in my prayer closet, I'm praying to the Father. I want you to know that I'm a spirit-filled man. I believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that the Holy Ghost is what gives us boldness to open our mouths boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. He said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. He said, we'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we shall be witnesses. We shall open our mouth boldly. Amen. Sort of like Star Trek. Once they go boldly where no man has gone before. The Holy Ghost will take you places you haven't been before. He'll say things through you that you never thought that you would say. But you know what? The Holy Ghost always ministers in love. The Holy Ghost always ministers in grace. Amen. In other words, I can show you something in the Word of God and bring forth the Word of God. But if it isn't done in love, it isn't going to accomplish anything. Amen. It's going to hurt someone's feelings. God isn't here to hurt anyone. Amen. He took the pain so you wouldn't have to take the pain. Amen. And he wants you and I to recognize that, hey, as Paul was speaking to them, hey, man, I had some boldness. I had some boldness. Amen. If it's the truth, I'm going to say it. Amen. That doesn't mean that you're always going to like what's said. Hello? When the Holy Spirit gets me by myself, I don't always like what he says to me, especially when it has something to do in me that needs to change. Hello? That might just be me. You know, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, he says, hey, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itchy ears, or teachers that'll tell them everything they just want to hear. I want you to know that the Word of God says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So as the word's coming forth, God's transforming our lives. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind is renewed by the word of God. Amen. So as the word goes forth, it's always going forth to accomplish something. God is not speaking just for the sake of speaking. God isn't saying, hey, Sunday, this is just what we do. Let's do this and do this and do this, and we'll just go home. No, God has a plan in every heart and in every life of everyone that's in the room. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I'm be found in the midst. And you may not be feeling good today, but you'll be feeling good before you leave here today. You see, because you're in the presence of God. It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody needs to lay hands on you every time. I'm telling you what, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. God's going to honor your faithfulness. God honors our faithfulness. Sometimes when we take that step, when I didn't feel like taking that step, that's where faith arises. Amen. That's where it steps in and accomplishes things in the kingdom of God. The apostle Luke writes in Acts chapter 28, Acts 28, Luke's writing about Paul, the apostle Paul. In Acts 28, verse number 31, he said he was preaching the kingdom of God and those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence and no man forbidding him. Amen? In other words, speaking the word of God with confidence. In other words, believing what we speak. I'm not just saying this for the sake of saying it. I'm saying it because I believe it. I believe it. I believe everything that God says is true. Amen. And I'm not witnessing everything that He says in His Word, but I know I will, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And as my faith increases, things are going to change. Things are changing in the atmosphere right now because the Word of God is being proclaimed and declared. Amen. How many in the room has God done something for? If He's done it before, why won't He do it again?
Right.
Hallelujah. If He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, the same God that did that for you yesterday is the same God that will do it for you today. Amen. God wants you to understand. He wants you to understand that we're not just speaking this just for the sake of talking. That God is doing something in our atmosphere. Amen. That the adversary has come to steal, to kill, and destroy, but God came to give you life in the abundance thereof.
Amen.
Every weapon the enemy tried to form against you will not prosper. Every lie, he said, will fall to the ground. If God's for you, who can stand against you? Amen. I think that we need to get revelation and understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants you to know who you are. You're His child. He declares you. He said to me, He said this, and I shared it this morning, but He said this to me yesterday when I was running in the park. And I shared it with my children and my grandchildren because it spoke to my heart. He said, son, there is nothing that you can do that will increase or decrease my love for you. And he told me to tell my children, there is nothing that you could do, no matter what you do, that can decrease or increase my love for you. I love you anyway. And God wants you to know there is nothing you can do to decrease His love or increase His love. He just loves you anyway. And I just love you anyway too. I thank God for you. I thank God for every last one that's in this room.
Amen.
Every last one of you are special. Every last one of you are called. Every last one of you are anointed of God. God, I'm grateful for you. I give God praise and for you. Amen. For the gifts of God that are in you. That your gifts are valuable. That they're important. That you have great value.
Amen.
You have great worth. God loves you so much. He loves you. And you know what? He loves you right where you're at. But He loves you so much, He doesn't want to leave you there. He's got better plans for you and your life than what you even think or believe. The adversary tries to steal those things. He tries to make your value of little value. But God said you're worthy and you're of great value. God wants you to receive what He has to say about you today. He wants you to open up your heart and your life and receive the blessings that He has to pour out on you. He says, if you would just open up your heart and your life, I would pour on you in such a measure that you couldn't even bear. I've got so much for you. Amen. And that's what the Apostle Paul was saying. He was saying, hey, I got Holy Ghost power. I've got the Word of God, and I'm going to let the Word come forth. No matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, the plan has not changed. The call is irrevocable. It doesn't change. It does not change. It does not change. It does not change. God says we're going to rise and the enemy's going to be scattered. We're going to rise and we're going to, the enemy's going to be scattered. He says not only are we going to rise, but we're going to let him arise and watch the enemy be scattered. Hallelujah. God wants to arise in our hearts and lives. Hallelujah. Anybody besides me love the Lord? Hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul said, he said in our text, he said that he had great boldness. And he said also that he had, great is thy glorying of you. And I was talking about the glory. The Apostle Paul was so excited because Titus had gone to Corinth and had witnessed that they not only read his letter, but they started putting it to practice. They started letting it work in their lives, and it was evident. Amen. There's nothing that blesses your pastor more than when I hear your testimonies of God's goodness and his grace and his mercy and what God's done in your life. You know, hey, you know, our life is as a written epistle. Sometimes we need just to open our mouths and give God some praise. Amen. That we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. And sometimes when we testify and we give God praise and we give God glory, we help and encourage someone else's faith in the room.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the Apostle Paul was excited there. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're talking about his glorying. I think it's really interesting. You know, when I read the Word of God, it's kind of exciting. I love the way the Apostle Paul writes his letters. He always begins his letters with affirmation. Then he brings his message that he has to deliver. And then he closes it with affirmation. It's like making a nice sandwich. The bread is, he affirms them, speaks and affirms them at the end. Amen? It's sort of like the American Medical Association, but it's the affirmation message, affirmation. I mean, and it doctors it. It does something in our spirit, and it does something in our lives. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, listen to how Paul, the Apostle Paul, prophesies over the church before he speaks his words of correction and rebuke and brings instruction in his word. In other words, all of a sudden he begins by prophesying over them and speaking life. He says in 1 Corinthians 1:4, first off, he says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And all of a sudden, here's Paul. He's going to speak to them. He's going to talk to them about different things that were going on in the church. He's going to bring some correction and instruction and reproof. But at the same time, he opens it up and he begins to prophesy. He spoke to them saying, hey, I believe that you're going to receive everything that's being spoken. I believe that you're going to take a hold of what God has for you. I speak blessings on you, not cursing. I speak the favor of God on your life. Amen. God wants you to know that as he's speaking this word, there's words of prophecy. These words come in, and as that letter is opened, all of a sudden, the heart becomes receptive to receive. You're not going to minister to anybody coming to them with a judgmental spirit. They're not going to receive your words. But when you come in love, and when you come with an encouraging heart to bless them and not curse them, all of a sudden their heart is receptive. All of a sudden their heart is pricked. Amen? And they're not just doing this for the sake of doing it. It's not lip service. It's heart service. Amen? We're not here just to give you lip service. Amen? God says it in His Word. We believe it and we're going to act on it. Amen? Hallelujah. So turn with me in Isaiah chapter 61 and let's prophesy this over the house today. Verse number 10. The Word of God says this. In verse 10, He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He have clothed me with the garments of salvation. He have covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. God says that you're His child. God says He's clothed you with the robe of His Son's righteousness. God calls you blessed. God calls the favor of God on your life. He calls you just like a flower that's springing and blooming and blossoming. He said, let your light so shine before this world that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. God's fanning His love to you. He wants you to recognize that He chose you. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I give it you. God wants us to know who we are. We're the children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if I have revelation and understand that I'm a child of the King, then I think maybe I should start acting like a King's child. Hello? 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 When the adversary comes to you and you say to him, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up, I shall condemn. I've got the heritage of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to know who you are in Him. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm His child. Amen. He gave me a signet ring. Signet ring means everything that says, I've got everything that belongs to Him belongs to me. Amen. I believe that the problem is we give the adversary too much room. I think the church sort of start to take back some territory that belongs to us. Amen. Is anybody with me? How many years the adversary stole something in your health and your well-being? Stolen from your home. Stolen from your wealth. Hallelujah. He's trying to kill, he's trying to steal, he's trying to rob you. But God is declaring this to you. He's declaring this to you today that you are His child. Amen. And all the promises of Him are yes and amen, not yes and maybe, not yes and perhaps, but yes and amen. Yes and so be it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, look with me in Jeremiah. And as Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 16. The Word of God says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. In other words, when this word is being spoken to you today, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to chew on it and spit it out? Or are you going to swallow it and let it bring life to your body, to your body, your soul, and your spirit? He says, your words are found, I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. In other words, when I swallow the word, when I digest the word, all of a sudden the word becomes joy and rejoicing of my heart. Amen? Because all of a sudden I have revelation of who I am and who I serve. It's hard crowd in here today. I'm trying to have a Holy Ghost pep rally. Can we get happy in the house? You know what the devil hates? The devil hates it when you laugh at him. Hello? He doesn't like it when you laugh at him. Amen? Just tell the devil, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your names are never going to hurt me. Amen? Amen. I'm going to take that and I'm going to go somewhere with that also. That's one of the biggest lies our little children are taught. The little rhyme, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Sticks and stones and broken bones will heal. Names hurt more than the sticks and stones. You know? Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every word that was spoken and every last life in this room that stole your value, that tried to steal your joy, that tried to steal your worth. I bind those lies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to give God glory one way or another in this place. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12. He says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Is anybody going through anything? Hello? But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. I think we ought to just get some glory to the Lord. Anybody with me? Can anybody give God some glory in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, hey, the trial of our faith is working us patience. Hallelujah. And with patience comes experience. And with experience comes hope. And with hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So no matter what it's looking like, you prophesy what God says about it. Don't feed the adversary's lie, feed God's resolve. If life and death are in the power of our tongue, amen, we need to stop feeding the lies of the adversary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and he'll fill you with all comfort. Turn to me in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He's not leaving because of service. He's leaving because he got to go. All right? He's my brother. I didn't chase him out of the church. All right? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. The Word of God says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. In other words, I'm going to read this again. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. What did God give us? He gave us the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? He's our comforter. Who comforteth us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I feel when speaking God's word, it's like the old hymn they used to sing. I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I'm going to stay in the misery I'm in. I shall not be moved. In other words, she ain't leaving because of work. She's leaving because she has to go to work. Pastor's preaching, don't leave me. Do you hear what God's saying to you today? The Apostle Paul, he was saying, hey, I have boldness to tell you the truth. My heart's enlarged by you. I've got so much love for you that I love you so much, I would rather tell you the truth than see you suffer eternally. That God has a plan in your life. And the only way that you can receive that plan is by your trust in Jesus Christ alone. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, there's forgiveness at the cross of Calvary. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 9, he said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also as ye do. In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying, hey, you're building each other up. You're encouraging one another. Let's step it up a notch. How many in the room can use encouragement? Let me see your hand. See, that's what God is saying. Sometimes we come in this very midst and we're going through the pits of hell. And it was like, well, Pastor, I came in there and it's just like, it didn't matter. God wants you to know it does matter. God sees everything that you're going through and he speaks to people, and sometimes people just don't respond. And God is saying, hey, we need to love on one another, encourage one another. Amen? When we're making this sandwich and we're having the affirmation and we're having the message and we have the affirmation, maybe we need to put a little lettuce on it, on the sandwich. How about Romans 14? Romans 14, verse number 19, one of the lettuces. Let us. He said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. Amen. In other words, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, in closing today, God wants you to know that he has a plan in your life. Amen. And just as the Apostle Paul was saying, sometimes when the word comes forth, it comes forth with the Holy Ghost boldness. God wants you to understand that he cares about you. Amen? Amen? That you're not here by mistake, that he purposed for you to be here this very day to hear this. That God wants you to be affirmed. He wants you and I to be affirmed. Amen? And he also wants us to be comforted by the preaching and teaching of his word. Amen? That's why he said today, hey, the word sometimes comes with boldness. It comes with, Paul said, I had the boldness. I gloried in you to comfort you. And he said that you may rejoice in all of your tribulations. You know, God's saying that no matter what you go through in this life, he didn't call you to go through it alone. Not only is he there, but he's placed others around you that love and care for you. He wants you to understand that, hey, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, his grace is sufficient. It's for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He says all you have to do is ask and you shall receive. Amen. So bow our heads and let us pray today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love that abounds towards each and every one that's in this room. If you're here today and you do not